with amen. And so we just bless them and we thank God, amen, for all things. Amen. I'm so happy to see each and every one. Happy to see your faces. Amen. And God is just so good. Amen. I won't be before you longer than the Lord say so. Amen. And I'll be coming from the book of Ezekiel on this morning. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 47. Amen. Amen. So we just bless God and we thank him. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 47, and I will begin at the 6th verse and read down through the 12th. Amen? And it says, and he said unto me, son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I have returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from the Engedi unto Eglim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters, they issue out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for me, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Amen. And so we bless God and we thank God for his written word. Amen. And I want to talk not too long, talk briefly on the subject, where the water flows, life happens. Amen. Where the water flows, life happens. Amen. And in our text, amen, in our text today, we see where Ezekiel, I don't know if I'm a preacher, y'all, or teach it, but we see in our text, amen, where Ezekiel is given a prophetic vision, amen, of holy waters. And when you read it, like from verses 1 through 12, amen, Ezekiel, in this chapter, it supports the constant emphasis of the prophets that, and they always tell us and imply and let us know that in the final kingdom, amen, incredible and amazing physical and geographical things are going to happen. Amen. Changes will happen on the earth. Amen. Especially in the land of Israel. Amen. And so this chapter, though it deals with changes, this chapter that we're talking in, it deals with changes in the water. Amen. And according to the scripture, amen, a stream, my God, let me try to take my time. A stream of water flows from underneath the temple, going east to the Jordan River, and then curving south through the Dead Sea. Now, Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 8, it refers to this as living water. I want y'all to mark that. It refers to it as living water that will flow from Jerusalem, half of it east to the Dead Sea and the other half west to the Mediterranean Sea in the summer and in the winter. Amen. And according to MacArthur, these waters, the water's origin, it coincides. It coincides with Jesus's second coming on Mount Olives. Amen. Amen. Which will trigger a massive earthquake. Amen. Creating a huge I guess I could call it a ginormous, amen, East and West Valley, amen, running through Jerusalem. And that's what's going to allow for the waters to flow. Amen. And so this life-giving river that's going to be flowing from God's throne, amen, or this life-giving river that flows from God's throne is symbolized the restoration, amen, of divine blessing, which the land will experience in the end times. Amen. And so this river is similar to the river that's mentioned in Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. The river represents life. It represents life from God and the blessings that flow from his throne. Amen. And so the sea that will be healed refers to the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea is a body of water that's so salty, amen, that nothing can live in it. Amen. And so the river will be healed and the Dead Sea's water, amen, so that the Dead Sea will then be able to support life. Amen. The Dead Sea is so salty, it can't support life. No fish, no this, no that. But there is a time is coming where the Dead Sea will be able to support life. Amen. This is another picture, amen, of life-giving nature of water that flows from God's temple. Amen. And so how many know that the power of God can transform us no matter what our lives appear to be? The power of God, amen, can transform any situation, amen, no matter how lifeless it appears to be. Amen. Where the water flows, life happens. Amen. And y'all gonna get it in a minute. Amen. Zechariah 14 and 8 says this. It says, on that day, living water will flow out from Jerusalem, half of it east to the Dead Sea and half of it west to the Mediterranean Sea in the summer and in the winter. In other words, the flow of living water, amen, is unaffected by time and season. I'm going to say it again. The flow of living water is unaffected by time or season. Amen. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, if thou knew the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked him and he would have given thee living water. Amen. Where the living water flows, life happens. Amen. Thank you, God. Notice that Jesus didn't say that he is the living water. I'm going to say that again. Notice that Jesus did not say that he is the living water, but that he would give her living water, and that after receiving it, she will never thirst again. Amen. So then who or what is this living water? Woo, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Who or what is this living water? I'm glad y'all asked me. Amen. In John chapter 7, amen, we find where Jesus is teaching in the temple. Amen. And he foretells of his death and of his ascension. Amen. And in verse 37 through 39, it says this: In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So here, amen, Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as the living water. Thank you, God. Amen. And it's evident in scripture, amen, that in the conversion and the sanctification of the saints, amen, and of the prophets, the external influence of the Spirit had always been given. Amen. But the gift of the Spirit who would indwell the believers hadn't been received yet. So we see in Acts chapter 10 and verse 44 through 35, it says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. Amen. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. So even though many people say that Jesus is the living water, Jesus himself intended or meant the phrase to mean the Holy Spirit, who dwells in believers and seals them for salvation. According to the book of Ephesians in chapter 1, amen, where it says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. So to give more clarity, John the Revelator says in Revelation 22 and 1, then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, now catch this, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. So the Holy Spirit comes from God the Father and of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit back, right? So the Holy Spirit is the living water. Amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. That's none other than the Holy Spirit. So where the water flows, life happens. Amen? Where the water flows, life happens. So what does this mean? It means that it is the ministry of the Spirit, amen, flowing out of a heart of a person that's redeemed by God that blesses believers, amen? Thank you, God. And through them, it brings life and light to the world. Thank you, God. That's why you hear him sing the song all the time. Jesus is the light of the world, but he lets us know that we are the light and the salt of the earth. Thank you, God. Amen. And how does that happen? Because the Holy Spirit, living water, dwells in us. That's why Jesus was able to say it will spring up in us like living water will flow out from who? From us. Who is that? The Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. And where the Spirit is, life happens. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. By the power of the Holy Ghost, many people are being saved, set free, healed, and delivered. Even when we feel messed up beyond hope, my God and my Savior, the power of the Holy Spirit can heal us. Thank you, Jesus. If you confess with your mouth, my God, that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. For it's with your heart that you believe and are justified. Amen. And it's with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Amen. And once that happens, the Holy Spirit indwells that believer. Amen. And where the water flows, life happens. Thank you, God. Amen. By the power of the living water, amen, scripture says that even the Dead Sea will be able to support life. Amen. Why? Because where the water flows, life happens. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the captives are being set free. Blinded eyes are being opened. Amen. The deaf can now hear. Amen. The lame can walk. Why? Because where the living water flows, Holy Spirit, life happens. Oh, my God and my Savior. When we believe in our hearts that God the Father sent his only begotten Son, my God, to die in our stead. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And that he rose on the third day with all power in his hand, is now ascended and sitting at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us. Amen. The Bible says that we shall be saved. Amen. And filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Living water. And where living water flows, life happens. Thank you. Thank you, God. And studying this, amen, I was reminded, amen, of how the power of God caused a dried out stick, a dried out wooden staff, Aaron's rod, to bud and to blossom. Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit caused a dried out stick to become a living branch. Thank you, God. How much more us? Amen. Where the water flows, life happens. Amen. Your finances may appear to be dead. Amen. And not able to support you or your family. But I want to let you know today that there is nothing too hard for God. My God and my Savior. Amen. Where the water flows, life happens. The flow of the living water can bring a dead marriage back to life. Come on here, somebody. The flow of the living water can bring families back together. Amen. The flow of living water can cause your dead dreams to come back to life. Because where the water flows, yes, sir, life happens. Thank you, God. Amen. And so often we had it twisted. Amen. And it's clear in scripture that the Holy Spirit is the living water. Amen. That's why Jesus said the living water will spring up in us. Who? The Holy Spirit. Jesus is not calling himself living water, but he's letting us know it's the Holy Spirit who's the living water, and he's the one. And if we allow him to flow in and through us, in and through our lives, anything subject can happen. My God, anything can happen. Thank you, Jesus. When we allow Holy Spirit to flow through our life, there's nothing impossible for us. With God, all things are possible. Healing can take place. My God and my Savior, that thing that you gave up on, that thing that you thought was dead, oh my God, if you allow the Holy Spirit to take control of your life, that thing can live. Because where the water flows, life happens. Thank you, Jesus. And God needs for us to grab hold of this today, because we've given up on so many things and so many people. My God. But where the water flows, life can happen. He can change that situation. God can fix that problem. God can, those dead areas in your life, if you allow the Holy Spirit or the living water to flow in that area, he can bring that thing to life. I heard a song saying, don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. That's truism. That's a truism. God said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. So yes, sometimes times get hard. It gets tough. The situations in our life look like they're bleak and they're never going to have breath in them ever again. But I promise you, thank you, Jesus, that where the water flows, life will happen. Thank you, God. But we got to trust him. God is trying to encourage somebody today. Thank you, Jesus. Encourage in our hearts. Amen. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't give in. That no matter how bad the pain gets. Whew, thank you, Jesus. I guess I'm preaching to myself today. Thank you, God. Amen. No matter how rough it looks, no matter what the doctors say, no matter what the teachers say, no matter what your boss say, no matter what your friends say, family say, trust God, because where the water flows, life does happen. Thank you, Jesus. Don't give up, because God hasn't given up on you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. That plan, though, that plan and that God had placed in your heart, allow God to bring that back to life. Thank you, Jesus. That goal that you had, my God, it's not too late. Thank you, it's not too late. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't even matter what you think. It's not too late. Hallelujah, thank God. It's not too late. Allow the living water to flow in that area and watch God. Watch that dream live. Watch that goal come back to life. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing too hard for God. Not one thing. You worried about that rebellious child or that wayward son or daughter? Allow the Holy Spirit. Because where the water flows, life does happen. It's not over for that child. You have to trust God. My God. Thank you, Jesus. That business that he told you to start, it's not too late. No, it's not dead. Thank you, Jesus. Because the spirit that's living in you, if you allow him to flow in that area, it will live. Because where the water flows, life does happen. Thank you, Jesus. And you go back and read it for yourself. Thank you, God. Jesus didn't call himself the living water. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. And all our getting, we have to get some understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We have to get understanding. And that living water is in us. If you have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, Holy Spirit is living in you. You have that living water. Oh, my God. And if you allow him to flow, not only will you be blessed, but you will bless others, because the living water is here to bless others and glorify Jesus. Thank you, God. But you got to allow him to flow through you. Thank you, Jesus. And wherever he flows, life does happen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So don't give up. Don't quit. It's not over. It's not over until God says it's over. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It's not over until God says it's over. Thank you, Jesus. There's a saying that it's not over until the fat lady sings. It ain't even over then. It's over when God says it's over. Oh, my God and my Savior. Amen. You got to know who's living in you. You got to know whose you are and who you are. Think about that, the power that lies in you. And what a blessing we can be to others if we allow him to have his way. Thank you, Jesus. He's living in us. Thank you, God. And he wants to bless us. God wants to bless us. And he blesses us to be a blessing. But we got to let him flow. We have to let him flow. We say it, but are we doing it? Let him have his way. Because when we do that, you're going to see healings take place. Breakthroughs happening. Deliverance happening. Folk getting saved. Thank you, Jesus. Allow Holy Spirit to word your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So often we try to come up with what to say. Allow him to flow. Let him word your mouth. Let him speak through you. Stop thinking so hard. Amen. Because where the living water is, life will happen. That person, that loved one that's dead in sin, when you allow the Holy Spirit to flow through you, that person will live and not die and declare the works of God. Thank you, Jesus. But we got to let him have his way. Stop thinking so hard. What should I say? How should I say it? He said, don't worry about that, because in that self same hour, I'm going to give you what to say. Allow the living water to flow through you. Thank you, Jesus. Let him have his way. Thank you, Jesus. Because where he flows, life happens. Thank you, Jesus. Miracles happen. Thank you, Jesus. And even if you can't see it yet, it's happening right now. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. If you allow him to be God in your life, it's happening right now. And it's going to happen for anybody that's connected to you. Thank you, Jesus. We have to trust him. We got to stop living beyond or below. Below what the power that lies in us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. We haven't really even began to tap into what God has for us. He said himself that if you, and it's because of the living water that's in us, that if we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. But if we don't believe it, it won't happen. We have to trust him, believe him, let him flow. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't know, maybe y'all already knew it. But so many people are teaching that Jesus is the living water. But no, Jesus said the Holy Spirit is the living water. And he's the one that's living in us. And when he flows, life does happen. So we just bless God. I only stop by to give y'all, my God, to give y'all that, to encourage your hearts. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to give my testimony all night long. My husband can attest to this. All night long, that my right side has been in pain all morning long. But I know if I allow the living water to flow, that things happen and we can do the impossible. I didn't think I would have enough, be able to sit here this morning. Elder A was ready to preach. Thank you, God. But if we allow the living water, the Holy Spirit, to do what he does, pain can't stay. It's got to go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's got to go. Thank you, God. You got to trust God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trusting him today, and I pray that you are too. So many things happen when you trust God. Just trust him. He's abiding in you. He's not far from you. He's not a God that created all creation and then took his hands out of it. He's still involved. Thank you, Jesus. And he's trying to get us to the point where we really trust him, that when we do lay hands on the sick, they will recover. The blind will receive their sight. The depressed will be encouraged. The captives will be set free. Thank you, Jesus. But it's by his power. We got to let him do it. Amen. So we bless God and we thank God, amen, for his word on today. Be encouraged, saints. Where the living water flows, life does happen. Amen. Pray for me as I continue to pray for you. Amen. God bless you, Elder AV. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for that word on today. Amen. We thank God for the encouragement. Amen. We thank God for the strength. Amen. And I'm going to ask, amen, if our prophetess Joan will lead us to the throne of grace. God bless you, prophetess.
Amen. Please excuse me. I'm having a little difficulty with my cameras and stuff. Thank you. I'd let Elder AV know. Father God, we just thank you right now for the opportunity, Lord God, to know that the living water is the Holy Spirit that lives within inside of us, Lord God. And maybe some of us right now, Lord God, are feeling depleted, Lord God, and we need to be refilled with the living water, Lord God. We need to be reminded, as Pastor sent forth through the word of God, sent forth through her, Lord God. We thank you that nothing is impossible for you, Lord God. So let us, Lord God, take our rightful place in you, Lord God. So we're looking to you, Lord God. There may be hard heavy right now and feel like giving up, Lord God. They need a refreshing, Lord God. There may be someone right now, Lord God, that say, Lord, I messed up last night. I messed up a second ago, but you are the living water, Lord God. The Holy Spirit is the living water. So wash us clean and fresh, Lord God. We need you in this moment in time, Lord God. The powerful word that came through the woman of God, Lord God. Stop living below the power that lives in us, Lord God. So let us be reminded, Lord Lord God, that we must live in the power that you have given us. For your word is a reminder, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now is the time that we need to be strengthened, Lord God. Now is the time that we need to take hold of this living water and know that is nothing in and of ourselves that we can do on our own, Lord God. So right now we come to the threshing floor, Lord God, to cast all our cares upon you, Lord God. For you know every need that is on this line today, Lord God. Somebody may be feeling helpless right now and hopeless right now, Lord God. Someone may be hurting in the inside saying, Lord, where do I start again? And the Lord is telling you right now, start with him. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He is the Holy Spirit, is the living water that wants to live in you. Will you have the living water live inside of you today? Will you be refreshed like a refreshing brook? Are you ready to give it all over to God again? Are you ready to cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you? Because we know that the woman of God stopped by to give us that word on today, Lord God. So we thank God that the word of God today is where the water flows, life happens. So life is happening right now. Life is flowing right now. Water is flowing right now. Now is your time to jump in. Don't worry about getting wet. The Lord said you don't need a change of clothes, because the clothes he's giving you will never need to be dried out. The Lord is filling you up right now. So are you ready? Your heart is aching. You're asking God, please, Lord, I need you. You asked for this sermon and the Lord delivered it through the woman of God. And as she sat there and she told you that the pains and the ailments that came to her body was afflicted to deliver a message such as this. Somebody else was standing and groaning in pain with her and knew the pain and agony that she was absorbing just to get a word out for God. So here is your time to be knowing that the word of God is for you. The Lord chose you today to hear the woman of God bring it forth. Are you ready for the living water? Are you ready to handle the living water? Are you ready to move forward? Because where the water it flows, life happens. Life is happening now. So don't be so hard on yourself. Don't give up. Don't worry about your yesterdays. Don't even worry about what you was thinking a minute ago. Because the Lord said, pull down every vein, imagine every thought. So now is the time. Are you ready? If you are, let me see some fire in the chat. Let me hear you say, amen, Lord, forgive me. Chat it out. Talk it out. Write it out. Lift up the holy hands. Lift up the voice in your house right now. Church begins at home. Is your church being built? Is the fire started? Let the living water come forth. Are you ready to receive what God has for you on today? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, the word, amen, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Falling on us on today. Amen. Reminded of that scripture in Acts. Amen. The scripture says, as Peter, amen, as they were teaching, amen, the Holy Spirit fell on them. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for Holy Spirit. Amen. Falling on us, raining on us on today. Thank you, Jesus. All you have to do, you just have to believe. That's all you have to do. It's by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. He's omnipresent. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank God, amen, for each and every one, amen, joining us on today. We thank God, amen, for strengthening our pastor, amen, to deliver such a powerful word, amen, on today. God is worthy to be praised. Amen. We dare not take it lightly of the miracle that God allowed our eyes to behold on this morning. Amen. We thank God for each and every one. Amen. We're going to have back in the hands of our pastor for our final sayings and benediction.
Amen. We bless God and we thank God, amen, for his word. Amen. God is good, always good. And we thank God, amen, for each and every one of you. Prayerfully, amen. You have been blessed through the word of God. I know I have been. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, amen, that where the water flows, life happens. Amen. And I'm so glad that he's taken up his abode in me. Amen. And in you. Amen. And so we just bless God and we thank God, amen, for his word on today. We thank God, amen, amen, for what he's doing in the lives of his people, amen. We thank God for his amazing power. We thank him for his amazing grace. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for another day. Oh, my God and my Savior, another day to get it right. If we didn't get it right this morning, we still got time to get it right. I just bless God and I thank God, amen, for another day. Amen. And my prayer is that we will take this day, amen, and use it all to the glory of God, that he might be glorified. Whatever come out of our mouths today, let God be glorified. Amen. And so we just bless him and we thank God, amen, for each and every heart. Thank God again for our clergy, amen, for their faithfulness, amen. Thank God for our Elder A, amen. Before I close out, I want to see if he has anything he would like to say, our co-pastor. Amen. He's shaking his head no, amen. So we just give God the glory, amen. And with that being said, amen, prayerfully, your hearts and your minds are full of the word and of the living water. Amen. Amen. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart, God, let it be acceptable in thy sight. You are our strength and you are our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You guys can unmute amen. Yourself if you like. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank glory you. To God. Glory to God.
Glory to God. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love you guys. And like Bishop saying, nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Love you.
Love you.
Okay. See you guys soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Be blessed, everyone.